Homer City officials are expressing relief over a jury's verdict last Thursday, exonerating the actions of Homer Police Department officers during a 2006 shootout at the Homer Airport. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, attorneys for the plaintiff have promised to appeal the case.
The 8-member jury ruled for the defendants on all counts Thursday, denying any financial compensation to Sherry Dietzman, the mother of a 2-year-old boy who was shot and seriously injured during the incident. No one was perhaps more pleased with the verdict than Homer City Manager Walt Reedy.
It's a relief. It feels really, really good. And mostly I feel great for the police officers that were involved. I mean, this has been going on for 7 years. And so it's a long time for them to be kind of carrying this with them and not being able to talk about it. And to have it over with now is great.
The case stems from a chaotic scene that unfolded at the airport when U.S. Marshals, working with Homer Police and Alaska State Troopers, attempted to apprehend 31-year-old Jason Anderson Sr., a wanted drug felon from Minnesota who had fled to Homer. The marshals lured Anderson to the airport after convincing him there was a problem with his rented Jeep. When police cornered him, he pulled a handgun and 3 Homer police officers returned fire. Anderson Sr. was killed during the resulting shootout, and his then 2-year-old son, Jason Anderson Jr., was shot in the head. The boy lost sight in one eye and suffered brain damage that has required 24-hour medical care ever since. All 3 Homer police officers named in the lawsuit, Stacy Luck, William Hutt, and Dave Sheely, still serve on the police force. Reedy says they did not know that Anderson's children were in the vehicle until after the shooting, when Officer Hutt found that Anderson Jr. had been shot and began performing CPR on the boy. Reedy says he hopes the verdict erases any doubt in the minds of Homer's citizens that the officers acted appropriately during the tragic incident.
We felt very, very strongly all along that our officers acted in a professional and a reasonable and a responsible manner. And now the jury agreed with us, and hopefully the public will agree.
Frank Koziol represented the city at trial. He says one of the main disputes in the trial was whether the bullet that struck Jason Anderson Jr. was fired by his father or by one of the Homer police officers.
Well, the city's position has always been that Jay Anderson, the deceased father, took the .45 Ruger and put it against his son's, Jason's, left cheek and pulled the trigger, and the bullet exited the right parietal area of the boy and went out the window.
Another issue at trial was the training and procedures of the Homer Police Department and whether the officers acted recklessly when they opened fire on Anderson Sr. Koziol maintains that the officers followed their training.
And perhaps the best evidence of that is a plaintiff's expert, a fellow named Peter Sarna, who is a former Oakland police captain, testified that the Homer police officers were well-trained and that the Homer policies and procedures were fine. He had no criticism of either.
Dietzman settled a separate lawsuit against the U.S. Marshals in 2011 in the amount of $3.5 million. Philip Widener is the lead attorney for Dietzman. He offered a brief statement on the outcome of the trial.
At this juncture, all I can say is that we are extremely disappointed at the verdict, and we definitely intend to appeal, and I don't want to make any further comments.
That appeal would be filed with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, headquartered in San Francisco. Koziol says he will likely be filing a motion to recover court and attorney's fees on behalf of the city of Homer. That matter would be decided by District Court Judge Robert Bryan, who presided over the trial. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.